Well, the reason I ask is in parts of North Carolina, they call that a boy bone.
Is that right?
They call it a boy bone, and if, you know, the girl, like, after they put the bone up over the door.
Yeah.
And the first boy who walks through is supposed to marry the girl.
Yeah,
and,
I never heard of
that. I just wondered if that was common down here.
No.
And how about a comprehensive, or just a general word, you know, for all of the edible insides of animals, like hogs and...
Well, you call them the guts.
Okay. Now, did you eat liver and lights when you were...
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, what were the lights? Were those the lungs?
No, this... The liver was the lungs, and the lights, I don't know what the lights had to do with it now. I don't believe I know what they had to do, but I've eaten them.
How about, you eat liver and lights, it looks like you eat liver and fry them?
Well, I believe that we cook them, boil them usually. We fry the liver sometimes, and you can boil the liver. And sometimes they'd cook them and grind them all up together and make a liver pudding or a liver mush.
Good, I want to ask you about that later. Now, the how about the intestines of a hog?
Hog guts?
Yeah. Well, the intestines, how about this? They take the intestines and they turn them inside out and scrub them.
Oh, that's chitlins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you eat those?
No.
Did anybody around Bad Harbor eat those?
No.
Nobody in
the intestines? No.
Nobody in.
No, we'd sometimes rip them open, wash them out good, and use them to make soap and stuff like that, and that's all.
Soap?
Mm-hmm. We'd use that to make soap.
By boiling it, you mean?
Yeah. My mother could use them and rip them open. She didn't wash them good, you see. But no, I never could eat any of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the time when you're giving the animals their food, you'd call that?
Feeding.
All right. And would you call it feeding time, probably, or chore time, or fodder time?
Yeah,
or
feeding time.
Feeding time. Now, how would you call cows in from the... In the
you call her sook heifer, like that, you know.
So again,
sook heifer.
Okay. And now, would you use that even if you were talking to any cow at all? You'd say sook heifer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, how about to make them stand still at milking?
Saw.
Right.
Saw. Make her stand. That is a word to make them stand still.
Uh huh. And how about a call? Any special calls to calves?
For what calf?
Calves. Right?
Sookie. A calf?
Yeah.
Yeah, sookie.
But you use the heifer for any...
Yeah, you use the sook for anything.
I see.
When you're getting a cow to you. Sookie. I don't know. I've heard that.
That's good. Now, how about calls to horses to get them in from the pasture?
We whistle for them, usually. They learned that. They come to you. We whistle for horses.
Did you ever hear of a cope or Kojak cope?
Well, I believe I've heard that, but I never did use it, I don't think.
I mean, which one sounds more familiar, though, for this area that you might have heard?
Well,
of
I guess I've heard that word Kojak or Cole. Selim, or whatever the horse name is, but we didn't use it much.
How about to get horses to turn left and right?
G and Ha. Right. G was to go right and Ha to go left.
Okay, and then to get horses started, the...
Get up!
Right, and to urge them on after they were going.
Well, you just get up again a little more vigorous, I guess.
Okay, and how about to stop them?
Whoa!
And how about calls to pigs? Feeding time.
Hey,
okay. How about calls to sheep?
I don't know.
You ever raised sheep?
Yes, we had sheep.
Did you ever say about sheepy?
Yes, I had that in mind just a minute ago, but yeah. Sheepy.
And then how about calls to chickens?
Chicka, 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 chicka.